Carolina Outdoor Show is brought to you by the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Carolina Outdoors. Bill Bartee, it's transition time at Jesse Brown's.
Woo, that's right. Goodbye, winter.
And hello, spring.
Is it too early for that?
I'm ready. Bring it on.
It's happening at Jesse Brown's, whether it's time or not time. We are in full transition. And Don, when we start transitioning over at Jesse Brown's, we also start having more and more events as holidays are behind us and January is gone practically. We have a bunch of exciting things coming up, and we're going to talk really about one event on today's episodes of the podcast, inviting people to come out to Storytellers Night at Jesse Brown's. Now, that's a franchise that started at Jesse Brown's really by people coming into the store, preparing for an adventure or whatever, and along the way they would share maybe something else that they had done, maybe a life-changing experience, maybe a previous adventure, maybe the anticipation of the upcoming trip. And we were really wowed by it and kind of started inviting these people to come into Jesse Brown's to share with the community.
Well, you know, and it's not just about the three people telling stories, because there's going to be 60 or 80 of your closest friends there. And it's a great social hour as well.
That's right. That's right. Although we hope that you take your socializing out on the balcony of Jesse Brown's during the stories, because we want to be engaged with these remarkable people who take the stage and are willing to share. Now, they are not performers necessarily by trade. They are people in business. Maybe they are people who have done something of note, but they are not performers per se. They are extraordinary. I don't want to say they're regular people, because they're not. They're willing to stand up and share something that's happened, and that's rare these days.
Well, the alumni are regular people that have done extraordinary things, that's for sure. And, you know, most people have some extraordinary stories in their life at some point or another.
Well, you're going to get to hear all three of the February 6th storytellers on this edition of the Carolina Outdoors. He's Don Yeager. I'm Bill Bartee, and that's what we do each week here on the Carolina Outdoors, is come in and talk about either a wonderful place to go, and it doesn't necessarily have to be in the Carolinas. We do go over state boundaries, even national boundaries if need, but also to shine lights on people who are doing extraordinary things. So we do that each week. Now, sometimes, Don, you do not hear the Carolina Outdoors as of late, and we need to tell our listeners what has happened. It's something called the North Carolina Tar Heel football team, and now the North Carolina Tar Heel basketball team.
They're pushing us out, aren't they?
So sometimes they preempt the programming to a degree here at WBT, but you can still go over via podcast, which is available at jessebrowns.com. Click on social and you can see podcast right there. And there we have all four segments of each week's programming listed there, so you can still enjoy that spotlight being shined on places and people on the Carolina Outdoors program.
There you go, and that's really easy to use. Plus, you can back up and get one you missed, right?
Exactly. I have done it frequently just to make sure, and we invite you to also head over to social media places via Jesse Brown's, where we also broadcast and push out each segment of the Carolina Outdoors program.
That's right. Now, this is coming up on our 50th anniversary.
That's right. 2020 means that everything is clear, because it is 50 years for Jesse Brown's. We started in 1970. Officially, May 1st of 1970 was the kickoff. And, Don, let's go back into yesteryear, because Charlotte, North Carolina in 1970 was an entirely different place than it is here in 2020, especially when it comes to outdoor sales and retail shops that were in our community.
Not to mention traffic and style of car.
That happened.
No electric vehicles back then.
So Jesse Brown, our founder, started the very first outdoor store, not just in the city, but anywhere in the region, really, a specialty store catering towards hiking, camping, those backpacking, mountaineering, all of that was available there at Jesse Brown's. And a lot has changed at Jesse Brown's over those years, too. But we still invite you to come over there and take a peek of all the things that we have, including ourselves, the outdoor guys from Jesse Brown's, Don Yeager right there, and Bill Barty right here. We'll be back with a whole bunch more in the Carolina Outdoors after this.